Hey guys, today your hosts are Michaela and Jasmine, and you're listening to Seeds Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about mental health in school. These first few episodes will be our back-to-school series, so we'll be talking about things such as mental health in school, friendship, and advice we would give our high school selves. We wanted to do this because we know back-to-school can be very challenging, can also be very exciting, and we want to do our best to guide you through the upcoming school year, and hopefully you guys can learn something along the way. So let's begin with where we typically start to think about our future and we start to take school a little bit more seriously. So starting off with Michaela, how is your experience with school?
For me, I feel like the pressure to do well in school definitely started in junior high because you're in that transition to go to high school. By junior high, you're already expected to know what you want to do. In junior high, it was relatively easy in terms of getting good grades because it is like junior high. So it's nothing too difficult. But in junior high, I was definitely like, oh, I got like a 90 in this class. I got to make sure I keep getting 90s until I'm out of this junior high school. And I think we can both kind of relate because we both went to like quote unquote middle schools. And then we have to make that big jump to like a big high school. I went to a junior high school that went from grade 7 to grade 9. Like they were known as like a slack school, like a quote unquote slack school. So it was easy to get 90s and stuff. But because of that, because of like always being on honor roll, always getting good grades, always getting like a lot of different certificates and stuff. Once I transitioned to the high school, and the high school I went to, it was from 9 to 12. So the grade 9s in that school, while I was in grade 9 still in the middle school, though we were at the same age, same grade, they were learning in a more advanced way. So once I moved to high school, it was like there's so many like overachievers that made me feel discouraged. So I'm like, I'm not going to be the best at this school anyway, so might as well just not try. Like if I barely get like maybe low 80s, I'll be fine. Maybe a high 70, I'll be okay. Which is like, I wasn't even trying my absolute best. And I think coming from a junior high that was known as the slack school, there was kind of like no point in me trying. So I'm just like, let's just focus on other stuff. So instead of focusing on my grades and trying my absolute best, I was like, oh, let's go focus on friendships. Let's focus on clothes. Unfortunately, I was like, oh, let's focus on boys, which wasn't the best idea, but I was in high school. that's what I focused on. And like, I still did relatively well. I knew that like, that wasn't my best, which was very unfortunate because like looking back at it now, if I had that same mindset and I didn't discourage myself too much from that transition to junior high to high school, I definitely could have been one of the top students, but it's just I was felt intimidated. I didn't want to like make a mistake. And by not wanting to make mistakes, I just never took a risk. I took very easy classes. I was very interested in like the sciences, but I was like, it's probably too hard for me anyways, because I went to a slack school. And yeah, I just didn't want to try because of that intimidation. So I think that's kind of, and like, I feel like the root of a lot of mental health issues in students is like, oh, you're not going to be the best. So might as well not try. Like I'm never going to be at the top. So like, I should be okay at the bottom, which isn't the best.
Yeah. You're kind of being your own, like your own hater almost.
Yeah.
Mine is pretty similar to yours for junior high, at least. Like you said, junior high, you kind of think about high school and you kind of start to think about what interests you for your future. Junior high, you know, I was an honor roll student. I don't like considering that I'm smart, but I know a lot of people will be like, Jasmine, come on, you're smart. You know, but anyways, I was pretty good at getting good grades and I carried that with me when I went to high school. So high school, I was getting pretty good grades as well. Things started to change as soon as I hit grade 12 and I guess grade 11 too, like the end of grade 11. But grade 12 for sure is one of the most exhausting periods in terms of mental health, because mm-hmm. there's just so much going on your plate. You know, you're kind of thinking about, oh, going to post-secondary next year. So you kind of want to try harder in all your classes. You want to make sure that, you know, you get into like direct entry for programs, or that you have all the prereqs for the programs that you want to get into. On top of that, you know, you're graduating that year, you're applying for scholarships, you have a part-time job, you kind of want to have a social life and all that stuff. So I feel like grade 12 for sure is just super duper exhausting. My mental health definitely suffered a lot in grade 12 because I just wasn't allowing myself to have time to rest. And I was constantly putting myself down for not getting the grades I wanted. I definitely had a high standard for myself growing up. So the second that I felt that pressure of, you know, oh, maybe I won't make it into direct entry, or I'm not getting the grade I want, like, it definitely made my heart sink. I remember crying after my grade 12 provincial exam for pre-cal. Like, thinking back, it's so silly because I still got a good grade. People would like be so happy to finish with the grade I finished with, but I knew I could have done way better. Basically, I finished pre-cal grade 12 with an 83. And like, to some people, that's like an amazing grade. But I walked into the exam with a grade that was in the 90s. And because it was just like a really difficult time for me during that period, it dropped because I was just not mentally there during the exams. Like, I was just so, so, so heartbroken. And then I remember also in grade 12, I wasn't getting the grade I wanted in physics. So I dropped physics first semester, and I retook it in the second semester in hopes that I'd get a higher grade. So I was like grade crazy in grade 12.
Coming off of like my high school senior year, I guess like story, I went to university right away, which is, it depends on who you are, if you want to do that or not, you want to take a gap year. Well, I went to uni right away. Even then I was still in that like mental state where I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be the best, so let's not try as hard. I took like the bare minimum of classes to be considered a full-time student. And where we're from, that's three, I believe.
And three and three.
It was okay. Like, I definitely got very average grades. It wasn't the best, but I didn't fail my classes. Yeah, I did it so I can like transition easier from high school settings to a university setting, which is really big. Because like, the way the whole school works is definitely different from how a high school works. But yeah, it was a big adjustment. It took a while to adjust. I didn't really focus on getting really good grades. Part of it was because I wanted to I honestly didn't really want to put in the effort, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to put in the effort and then I'm not going to get the grade I want or think I deserve, and then I'm just gonna get discouraged and I'm gonna go through the whole thing again of like, oh, you're not gonna be able to do it, let's just not do it. And so instead of even trying, I was just like, I'm just gonna do me. I'll do the bare minimum, pass my classes, and just let's focus on myself even more. I was definitely more of the like quieter students. I took some classes, and if you're going into university or you're in university, there's many different age groups that you'll encounter. Even if you're in an intro course, you will have classes with people who are way older than you, maybe younger than you. It really depends. And I took some classes with definitely more experienced students. So I would never participate in class with the fear that I'm going to say something dumb or make a mistake, and I didn't want them to judge me. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't have the best vocabulary. And I think that was one of the biggest things that bugged me, is just, you know, people use fancy words. Some words I definitely don't understand, like the words that the prof would use, the words other students would use, and I just wouldn't understand what they were saying, or I had to Google it. And I'm definitely not one of those people. I am trying to
expand my vocabulary. As of right now, I'm still learning new words, but the fact that I couldn't understand a lot of what other people were saying, I'm like, okay, this is just proof that you're dumb. Let's just not even try. And that was the first year of university. I spent, what, I think 6 months with a mindset like that. And it That's was not crazy. Until it was at the end of that year, so first year. But when the second year rolled around, and I'm in my third year right now, when the second year rolled around, I was like, okay, I want to do good in school. I want to actually try this time. And I want to be okay with what the results are. Not everyone is, you know, the 4.0 GPA student. It's definitely not like that with a lot of students. I kind of used the summer of 2020 before the next school year started to just do a lot of research. I searched up different study methods that I could try out. I started looking at what I actually wanted to study. I think a big part of me not wanting to try wasn't just like not having enough confidence in myself, but also just because like, I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm studying psychology, and this is what I wanted to do. This, like, I love what I'm studying. I had an idea that I wanted to do psychology back in high school and first year, but I was just like, maybe I want to do something else. But now that I'm like set in stone that I'm going to study this, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to be so excited to learn about the human mind. I was just building up that excitement during the summer before school started to kind of just drive everything. So like I said, I searched up a lot of different studying techniques, a lot of different note-taking techniques, the do's and don'ts of like from people who have been in university for a while on like YouTube or Instagram is a really good place to find stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. Find different ways to be productive.
And even TikTok all that stuff. Now.
So that's kind of like what kept me going. I just watched a lot of videos of other student experiences. But a big thing was I came up across this post on Instagram where a student, she was like a nursing student. She just graduated and she was studying for the nursing exam that was coming up soon. And she just talked about, or she wrote about, I guess, just her experience as a student. And even she admitted that, that she had that trouble too, of like feeling discouraged, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to study, how to study. And it was like weird because she was this like 4.0 student that I kind of labeled as like the perfect student. But mm-hmm. the fact that she was just like, no, I'm not the perfect student. She admitted that like the first couple years of her university life, she was just kind of where I was, where she didn't want to put in effort, didn't know where she was going. But the fact that it's like, it kind of like turned something on in my brain that's like, oh, it's okay to not know what you're going to do right away. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be passionate about something that you're not, or you don't have to study something that you're not passionate about. Like, it's okay if you're getting, I guess, like, okay, quote unquote, okay grades now, but once you find something that you do want to study, like there'll just be a burst of effort from you. But yeah, I ended up getting mostly A's. I did have like obviously some falls where I overworked myself because like school was my drive and I only wanted to do school. I rarely ate, I rarely slept. I got good grades, but it was a little, there were some times where I definitely could have just taken a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, let's refrain. Let's fix that and pick up different habits to do while you're resting, take more breaks. And yeah, I got into the faculty and the degree program that I will hopefully be graduating with.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think like one of the biggest things that I've learned with my journey is, you know, success is just measured in different ways for all people. Like, success isn't defined by your grades. It's not defined by your income. It's not defined by how fast or how slow you finish school. Like, success is measured in so many different ways. And the way that I see success now is, you know, like, what makes me happy? Like, that's where my success kind of lies now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in, you know, whether or not I have the most expensive things, graduating with the highest grades, making the most money, all that stuff. Like, it's just,
mm-hmm.
am I happy with myself? Do I love myself? Do I love what I'm doing? If I answer yes to those three questions, I think I'm successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yes, and it's okay to not have everything figured out right now. Like, it's mm-hmm. okay to not know what you want to do in the future. It's okay if you're still figuring things out. It's okay if you need that gap year or two gap years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay. Just go at your own pace, you know? Like, God's got your back.
Yeah.
He has a plan for you, and he's taking care of you. Like, everything that's happening, it's for a reason. And mm-hmm. there's a purpose behind all this craziness. Don't have to feel like you're ever lost in life.
The only person who's rushing you is yourself.
For sure. 100%.
Like, you could be your biggest supporter, but when times get rough, like, you'll, there'll definitely be times where you're hard on yourself, harder than mm-hmm. you should be. But now that you guys have heard a little bit more of the different struggles, realizations that we've shared, we would like to give you guys just some tips and tricks that we've kind of picked up as two very different, but sometimes similar students.
In a more spiritual aspect of mental health and school and all that stuff, was honestly reflection and time with God. During the summer of 2020 with the university course that I took, when I dropped it and when I felt super duper defeated, I was always at Garbage Hill watching the sunset and just kind of enjoying God's creation and just taking that time to reflect and just be with God. And I feel like that just made me feel super safe, and it calmed my heart and calmed my mind. And rest is super important in a student's life, and just not putting too much on your plate at one time. You definitely want to put time towards the things that add value, that make you happy, but don't overwork yourself and don't burn yourself out. Definitely set boundaries as a student. You don't want to be working too many shifts. You don't want to commit to too many things. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself always.
Spiritually, we all pray in different ways, but I found myself doing this a lot during my hard times. But it's just like, I would push myself to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm done. I need to talk to someone. And then that's when I would like cry to God. And then I'd feel better. If you don't want to get to that point where you're in tears.
Tears are good.
I bought a journal that I've kind of just been keeping specifically for school. And that's where I write about school. I write about what's on my mind, and just, I guess the correct term for it is brain dumping. And the moment you brain dump, you can write it down, you could type it out, you could just say it. But by brain dumping, you're just putting what's on your mind and distracting you from your studying. You're putting it somewhere and you're tucking it away. That's really helped me. Praying too. Like, instead of just writing it down or typing it, I would just pray to God, and just knowing that he's there to listen. He's there mm-hmm. not to judge, obviously, and he's going to help me the best way that he can. That really helped me in terms of spirituality, in keeping kind of God with me while I'm studying.
I love that.
I guess, like, other things that I did, I definitely took a nap whenever I didn't have class or I didn't have to study, making sure to eat 3 meals a day. Even if it's something small. Oh, caffeine is great. Don't get me wrong. I definitely thrive off of like energy drinks and coffee during exam season, especially. But make sure to drink water, because water is very important. Mm-hmm. So 3 meals a day, maybe a snack. Make sure to drink water. Take lots of naps. And especially if your brain is like pulsing because your head hurts from all the studying and you're crying because you're stressed, that's a good indicator that you're tired and you should close up for the night. This was actually told to me by one of the people who led me and Jazz and our other youth ministry members when we were still one of the participants in the youth ministry. And that is that at the end of the day, God doesn't judge you on your grades.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's a big thing, because especially when you're dealing with a lot of like, just like societal troubles, not fitting in, school, grades, work, friendships, all that stuff, that like no matter how much effort you put into your grades and how what grade you get, like once you're at the feet of God and you're about to enter the kingdom of heaven, he's not going to pull up your transcript and say that you can't get into heaven because you got this grade. Like that's not what's going to happen. So just that said, just keep calm and remember that God's with you and will always be with you. And yeah, he's not going to judge you. He's not going to judge you on your grades. That's like the biggest thing that I can remind you guys. All right. And that is the end of today's episode. If you like this episode or even have future topics you'd like us to discuss, let us know what you think. You can find us on Instagram at St. Ed's Youthmin. That's at STEDSYOUTHMIN. And stay tuned for more episodes of this Back to School series. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye.
Bye.